tell us about the box, if you can. How old is it, exactly what is it, and what's happening?
Well, the box itself is from the 1960s, but its origins, or the impetus for making it, comes from a woman that was a Holocaust survivor in World War II, and prior to that time, she had been working on seances with the family. They had created some type of link with the spirit world. That spirit world actually was causing them a lot of trouble and started negotiating to come for something that they would do that would bring this spirit more permanently into our realm. Their fear was that this would be a bad thing, and the only way to stop it, they thought, was by bringing it here but trapping it. They had gotten some advice on how to do this, but the family says that it went horribly wrong. And as a result, that was the night of Kristallnacht, and the family felt that what they were doing, not that it caused, you know, basically all of Hitler's issues and stuff, but they felt that it actually affected it, that it affected what was going on and tied into that, and they felt ashamed and that they'd done a horrible thing. The family member that created this box actually lost her children, her husband, her siblings, her parents. She managed to miraculously escape to get to Spain. When the war was over, came to Portland, Oregon, and that's where she set to undo what she did and created not just one box, but several boxes. But this is the only one that we know of that's released from the family.
Has anything dangerous happened yet to the point where you're afraid of this thing?
I would say that I'm not, so I use caution with it. The owner herself didn't really mess with the box too much. It was kept away. It was locked. The family was told to not bother it at all. It was to be buried with her, but an Orthodox Jewish burial would not permit that. The family had the dilemma of what do we do with this thing, and kind of in a crazy way, just sold it with the rest of her stuff at auction. An unwitting buyer ended up with this item, and when things went horribly wrong with him and he contacted them, they spilled their gut on it and then regretted everything they had done, basically, in releasing it, but didn't want it back.
What do you think, do you believe that the Divic Box, Anonymous, could be a portal to another dimension, to the spirit world, perhaps, that when those doors are open, there's a somewhat of a picture of what these things look like on the coasttocoastam.com website and a link to the DivicBox.com website? But do you think when those doors are open, it's almost like doors to another dimension?
Well, I have to be honest that any time that it's been photographed, and it hasn't been photographed a lot, but the times that it is photographed, often there is a haze if the doors are open. There'll be clear pictures of the box, and then with it open, and if anything is going on around it that disturbs it, basically you'll see the whole picture, but as if the middle area is filled with fog. Also, strange lightings come out of it, and oddly form Hebrew letters. It's like, that sounds, I think, pretty nuts, but now that I've learned the language to understand the box more, familiar that this was this very same symbol that the Nazis used for the Jews on their passports, which basically made them easy targets within the Hitler regime for controlling them. And so these are things that have happened. And is it a portal? I think it's very spiritual. I've learned about Kabbalah and know of linguistics, Kabbalah, which basically can affect the world by using certain words, certain patterns. And again, those have not been used around the box. I'm just familiar with those things, I think, are what the creator Havilah was using it for.
Generally, when someone comes into contact with this box, what happens to their life? I mean, does it get better? Does it get worse?
I think what has happened to some people initially is not necessarily bad. It might be a nuisance. But if they don't act, I think part of the problem is the family said that when the box got out of their control, it was set into motion and it won't be stopped. And that's their words for it, and they understand it best. And my belief is that as it's traveled through owners, any time that it's been deterred from where it wants to be and what it wants to do, things happen that cause the owners to get rid of it. And in that sense, send it on in motion to the next possibility for it.
What would you, now, how many boxes are there? Just one, or are there many out there?
The family released information that there were a total of four, and I have seen one other one, and they are nothing alike. They contain similar elements. They're very similar in some feeling. They're like a set where you recognize, oh, okay, like my brothers and sisters, those two are obviously a set. Sometimes you can tell, and yet in many ways they're very different. That's how these boxes work. There's no doubt these belong together, and yet there's no doubt there are unique elements within the look that makes this one box and this one another. But this was the one she wanted buried with herself.
Yeah. All right. What are the dimensions of the box?
It's not very large. It's probably 16 inches tall, about 8 inches deep.
Okay.
You know, a foot across.
And the wine bottles stand up, I would guess,
well,
because 8 inches is not deep enough, I think, to slide a bottle in.
It was actually, that's what I'm saying, is whether it was used for liqueurs or something. But the reason this box, I think, was chosen, all the elements, though they look very simple on the surface, when you start analyzing Jewish mysticism or magic called kisuf, then you start to sense that she did what she could to put the pieces in, using things available, but then being very wise in that. For instance, the box itself acts like what would be an Aaron HaKadosh, which is actually an ark, like the Ark of the Covenant. It's a box meant to hold holy material. And that is why there are no handles. She chose a box that the doors itself you don't open with your hands, that the drawer pulls and the doors open. That's very similar if you were to go to a synagogue and the Torah is kept. And the reason the doors open simultaneously without being touched is that the Torahs are, now again, I am not Jewish, I'm Methodist, but what I've researched is that light falls on the Torahs equally, neither takes precedence because there will be Torahs on both sides, and so things have to open equally, fairly, and nothing gets prominence. That is the design of this little wine box. I've never seen another box like it. So she went out of her way to find the right box that would act as her ark, as her altar.